Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Holland's tax code punishes families and stay-at-home moms. The Netherlands often prides itself on equality and tolerance. Then why does the Dutch tax code contain profound inequalities that place significantly heavier tax burdens on families with a stay-at-home parent? In the Netherlands, a traditional family with a sole breadwinner and a stay-at-home mom has a mountain to climb. They may be required to pay as much as 5.5 times more in taxes than a household with the same income where both spouses work. The stated reason? Simply because one of the two parents does not earn wages working outside the home. Professor Jos Tunnesen spelled out the reasons in the Dutch Protestant newspaper Reformatisch Dagblad. A family in which each spouse makes 20,000 euros a year had to pay 1,864 euros in taxes in 2018. A family with only one working spouse making 40,000 euros a year, however, had to pay 10,381 euros in taxes that same year. Both families have exactly equivalent household incomes, but the family with a stay-at-home spouse is punished with a tax burden more than 5.5 times higher than a family in which both spouses work. Why this oversized discrepancy in the tax burden? Well, the Netherlands tax system treats every taxpayer as an individual rather than as a part of a family. As a result, couples in which both spouses work qualify for a double tax credit. Dutch tax law creates additional special incentives for families earning two wages. If such a family has children under 12 years old, for example, the spouse earning a lower wage qualifies for a special tax credit. In many cases, that credit is large enough to cancel out completely his or her tax liability. Now, that means that the wages of the lower income spouse are virtually tax-free. Stay-at-home moms, on the other hand, are ineligible for most of the tax credits available to wage earners. While the Netherlands does offer a tax credit for non-working spouses, it is slowly being phased out for people born after 1962. The tax credit was 1,873 euros in 2009, but it will fall to 661 euros this year. That's less than half of what it was a decade ago. This phase-out is largely a result of the reigning political ideology of absolute equality between the sexes. This radical notion of equality means that everyone, regardless of his state in life, is treated as an isolated individual. Indeed, family arrangements where the wife is dependent on her husband's income are viewed by progressive elites as patriarchal. Why, it could even be demeaning towards women. Never mind that many women freely choose to pause or even forego a career for the sake of making the best life possible for their children. The Christian Union, a social Christian party in the Netherlands, has brought the unfair treatment of stay-at-home moms to the public square. Now, the Ministry of Finance has acknowledged that such couples are treated differently, but Dutch lawmakers don't appear like they're going to do anything about it. A majority seem to be quite comfortable with imposing onerous taxes on traditional family arrangements that they find undesirable. In the name of promoting a radical equality, the Dutch government is engaging in blatant social engineering. But we should ask, is putting unequally heavy tax burdens on families with stay-at-home moms in the long-term interest of the Dutch people? Is it a good idea to punish such families, which usually have more children than the national average? Probably not. According to the United Nations, the total fertility rate in the Netherlands for the 2015 to 2020 period sits at about 1.66. That's far below the replacement rate of 2.06 in the Netherlands, and the rate has been below replacement for many, many decades. As early as the 1980s, fertility bottomed out at only 1.52 births per woman. Although it has risen slightly since then, to around 1.75 in 2005-2010, the fertility rate has remained well below replacement. According to Eurostat, The population of the Netherlands, despite fairly substantial immigration, is expected to begin contracting by 2040. The Dutch effort to penalize stay-at-home moms not only drives down the birth rate, it has also a negative impact on the well-being of children. Children with stay-at-home moms during their first year of life display significantly fewer behavior problems in social settings during later childhood. Numerous studies have also shown that children with stay-at-home moms, particularly during the critical first 3 years of life, have better cognitive outcomes. They outperform their peers in both math and reading. A recent study on Norwegian students found that stay-at-home moms are beneficial for the school performance of children from 7 to 11, and the benefits of this early maternal presence extend even into high school. The Netherlands' tax system is deeply flawed. It is contributing to the demographic decline of the nation, and it ignores the contributions that stay-at-home moms make to society, both directly and through their children. The punishing taxes imposed on hard-working single breadwinner families are fundamentally unjust. They need to be lifted. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.